Welcome to the Rider Realty Podcast. Many times buyers and sellers coming into the market don't know what to expect, have lots of questions, and don't know where to turn. That's where we come in. We want to be a resource to teach you the ins and outs of real estate to help you be more informed, more comfortable, and feel confident that you've picked the right realtor. So sit back and enjoy today's content. So last week we talked about staging your home to make it look right on the inside or more so people could picture and envision the spaces and what it would look like for them. So I thought it makes sense if we covered the inside and making sure people feel like they're at home or they can picture their stuff there. Why would we not cover the outside? So here are some tips that I'm going to give you, and some might be a surprise to you, but I promise these are tried and true for the 19 years that I've been selling houses. So here we go. Tip number one, put fresh paint on your doors and shutters and trim. That is an easy way to freshen it up, and it's not super expensive if you're able to do the painting yourself. Now, clearly, if it's a second floor or high windows or something that's not safe or you don't feel safe, you don't want to do it. But if you're able to do it, have a friend that can do it, fresh paint is a super quick way on just doors, shutters, and trim that will make a difference. Number two. This might sound cheesy, and it probably is, but if you have a mailbox, paint that too. That's not going to be as noticeable in a picture, but I guess my thought is if you're painting your trim indoors anyway, why not add the mailbox? Number three, put a rug on your front porch or back porch or anywhere that the potential buyers are going to enter the home. Why would you do that? Because it is a way to keep, first of all, keep clean shoes as they walk into your front door in case someone doesn't take their shoes off. And then also, it can be a way to welcome someone into your home. There are so many cute porch mats and rugs that are seasonal, have cute sayings on them, just are designed well. It can be a bright, easy way to make your entranceway look inviting and also, again, keep people from potentially getting mud, water, whatever, even right inside your entryway. Number four, mow your yard regularly. I feel like if your house is on the market, you probably can't mow it too often. Our boys mow our yard and sometimes they get a little grumpy, like they think it can be longer than it is. And we don't over mow ours. We do it like a regular rotation should be. So it might not be the funnest thing in the world. But keeping the yard mowed is, again, as long as you're able to do it and don't need to hire it out, an easy, easy way to make your house look super nice and make it more appealing to a buyer without spending a lot of money. And number five, I think this is the one that's going to surprise people the most. It's reduce or clean up your landscaping. And here's why. Very nice landscaping. Let me rephrase that. A lot of very nice landscaping that looks super beautiful on your house, makes it look good, can be intimidating to buyers. Because even though you have a green thumb or may have the time to do it, they might not. And so even though their first thought is, wow, this is beautiful, the second thought, and I see it in their eyes almost every time or hear it in their voice, is, this is overwhelming. I don't have time to do this. I don't have a green thumb. I don't like it. Maybe they're like me and they don't even know what the different kind of plants are. So it's better to minimize some of those landscaping things if you're going to sell your house. So maybe pull out extra shrubbing beds or flower beds that are in random parts of the yard, things like that. In terms of landscaping, there's a few other things that I want to share because I think out of all of the things, this is the big hang up for some buyers if an outside is going to make a difference. So yes, all of the other things make your house pop, but I think that minimizing landscaping could be a big relief to some buyers. So here's some extra thoughts. The buyer might feel overwhelmed, not because they don't like what you have done to the yard, but because they don't want to feel like they're spending the rest of their life weeding. So if you take out some of the landscaping, like I just said, it might help the buyer not only see They'll see that it can minimize their time. Again, they think your beds are beautiful. They think they look great. It's just their time. So maybe that means that you would only have flower beds or landscaping around your house rather than like corner by fence line where some people will, or around every tree. So that's what I would say in terms of like minimizing. The second thing I would say is that another thing that makes landscaping look nice is if it is sometimes torn out and then replaced by smaller landscaping. We've been in our house for 17, no, that's not right, 16 years. And we planted all new shrubs when we bought the house, and we dug some of those out, I think, 2 years ago. And it's amazing how fast they grow. And sometimes tearing them out and replacing them with smaller items can give the house a fresh look, even though it looked fine before. I can't explain that. I just can visually see the difference that it makes. So that's another option to think about. So if you're like, I don't have any extra beds, it's just around my house, you might want to make sure that it's not too big where they're maybe seeing the landscaping and not the house, or it's not making the house pop. However, here's the flip side of that. If you do decide that you are going to pull out landscaping and put new in, just remember that if someone's taking pictures of your house, especially if they're getting the full size of your house, some of the small landscaping is so small that you can't see it from pictures that'll be posted online. And then it looks like you have no landscaping at all. So there's that line between it being too big and you might want to put new landscaping in, to it being so small that you can't see it at all. So that means, just from my experience as a homeowner, I would say when you do buy landscaping, you want to make sure, again, you buy stuff that was going to be visible so it doesn't look your house is bare. But you also might need to buy things that aren't the teeny tiny cheapest plants, that have some kind of, you know, size to them, that it looks fresh and new and smaller, but not so, so small that it can't be seen. The funny thing about me giving these tips, I have no green thumb at all. I know what I see that looks pretty when I see it, but I could never put it together. So these tips are definitely not coming from my green thumb. It's more just what I've seen with landscaping over the years that I wanted to share with you, that will just help your house pop, which will make it look better on pictures, it'll make it look better in person, which will get you more buyers into the house, and hopefully that will sell your house quicker for you. So I hope this helped, and have a great day. That's it for today. Thanks for listening. If there's anything we can help you with, please reach out. All of our contact information is on the show notes. Have a blessed day.